I'm going to be reading from Psalm 96 this morning, so you can turn to Psalm 96. Psalm 96 consists of two parts. Verses 1 to 9 talk about the new song, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, and verses 10 to 13 talk about the reign of King Jesus. So to start with, let's read Psalm 96, verses 1 to 9, where it says, "O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples, give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth." Have you figured out yet what the new song is? It's a metaphor for spreading the gospel. The new song is the spread of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because after Jesus did all his great work of salvation, after all that he taught and said, after all the miracles he performed, after the cross, shedding of his own precious blood for the forgiveness of our sins, after the resurrection to life, after he had defeated Satan and the power of sin in our lives, and after he had gone back to the Father and sat down at his right hand, then his disciples and his church went out and began to sing this new song. The gospel message of Jesus and his salvation for all the people who are weak, who labor and are heavy laden and trapped under the power of sin and Satan. It's a metaphor for the sharing of the gospel. And you can see that in verse 2. Sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. And only the power of God can cause believers to sing this new song or to speak this out. And only God's power can bring sinners to repentance. It's all about God's power, not about our own. Verses 4 to 6 says, "For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary." Also, if we turn to Psalm 145, verse 3. It says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable." It's all about God's power. And then if you go down to the first half of verse 9, it says, "O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Well, I wondered, what does that mean? Those who sing this new song are holy because the blood of Jesus makes us holy. Those who accept the message of the new song, the gospel, become holy through the blood of Jesus, because God no longer sees our sin and filth, but God sees Jesus' righteousness and holiness in our place, because we are washed clean from our former ways. Then, in God's eyes, we are beautiful. Then we worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Isn't that wonderful? What a wonderful salvation that is. Okay, let's go on to to Jesus and his kingdom, verses 10 to 13. "Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth." When Jesus comes back to reign this world and to rule in his millennial kingdom, everything will be straightened out. All wrongs will be righted. Justice will be meted out honestly and correctly. And government corruption will be unheard of. Everyone who loves this king will rejoice with great joy. Even nature itself will rejoice. How? We're not exactly sure. But verse 12 says it will. It says, "Well, let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord." Now, why will Jesus be this kind of a king? Why will it be so good? Because he loves his subjects so much that he was willing to shed his own blood to die for the forgiveness of all their sins. He alone could do that because he had no sins of his own. He alone would do that because of his great love for all of us. Turn with me to Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7, where it will confirm this. Isaiah 9, verse 6 and 7, we usually read that at Christmas time, but it actually doesn't, it mentions the child born, but it's about the millennial kingdom. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." And now listen to this. "And the government will be upon his shoulders." In other words, he will be the government. "And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Yes, Jesus has great zeal for our souls and wants all of us to come to him now and not wait. If we come to him in repentance and humility and ask him to apply his blood shed at Calvary to our sins, then he will gladly receive us into his kingdom today. So for all of us who are in his kingdom, let us continue to sing the new song in expectation of his kingdom to come. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 23 says, "Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day." And Revelation 11, verse 15 says, "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, 'The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.'"